Amen. To God be the glory for the things that he has done. Amen. How many of us are glad to be in his service? One more time to praise and uplift the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. My soul gets happy when I think about what he's done for me. Is there anybody out there? I come in here to talk to myself this morning. I didn't come to talk to a group of believers that came to say, for God I live, for God I die. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. when I first started going to church here, God showed me a vision because I felt like at times, like, man, that's a lot of money to be given to one place, you know. And so, like, God showed me, he showed me, like, a vision of, like, a storage room in heaven where it's, like, infinity as high as the sky. And he showed me, like, people's cars, land, properties, just different businesses, inventions, and, you know, it's because a lot of, and he was just showing me, like, I'm showing you this to show you that people don't get these blessings because they don't tithe. And so, that being said, I'm a faithful tither. I like to read Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18, and it says, but remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth. And as I'm in transition, I live at an apartment. I'm the courtesy officer where I live at, and looking for a house. And I just have to remember that scripture and apply pressure to it and just say it out loud. And then also another scripture. It's a little bit discouraging finding a house because they're telling me I'm overqualified, I'm qualified for this or that. And I'm like, man, I'm just barely making it. Okay. So, I want to read Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22. It says, the blessing of the Lord brings wealth without painful toil for it. So with that being said, that's my testimony. I feel like as a man that is a provider, I don't want to leave anything on the table. And by not tithing, like, I'm leaving blessings on the table. So I hope these words encourage you and encourage you to tithe and just stay obedient to God.
Amen. Amen. On count of three as we read our tithe and declaration. Amen. One, two, three. As we give our tithes, we believe God for jobs and bad jobs. Thank you. your words, let it go. Don't be a victim of your crowd. You can't live there no more. Just keep your head up and walk around with pride. There's no need to worry because God is on your side. The sky is the limit.
Thank you.
Be the glory for the things that he has done. This is another day's journey. Anybody glad about it? Anybody glad to be in service one more time? Anybody glad to be in the service one more time? Take a few seconds and take in what the song says. When your heart and soul say yes.
Will your heart and soul say yes? Thank you. Jesus had Mary
doctors, those are people that you really care about. I believe my cerebral cortex and how I burn it up. I believe that Jesus was looking at his chapter and he saw the face of Mary, Martha, and Jesus. Said, it's the fact that he held really close. He said, Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. But oddly, when he heard Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was too. Because you gotta understand something, that God may not come with the morning, but the morning. He may not come with the moment, but he comes right in the nick of time, right when we think that everything is gonna look bad, God will show up, and everything that the enemy give you your bad. Anybody know that God just work it out for your good? Say now 2 days, and after 2 days, he told his disciples, let's go back to Judea. And they say to the rabbi, you can't do that because the Jews are out to kill you and you're going back. And Jesus replied, are there not 12 hours of daylight? You got to understand something. Jesus says, anyone who walks in daylight doesn't stumble because there's plenty of light from the sun. Walking at night, he might very well stumble because he can't see where he's going. You got to understand something, that when you serve a God that you serve, you ain't got to worry about how long people want to take you out and how they plot against you. Because you understand that he said, let your light so shine that men may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in that. You got to understand that when your light shines, you got to understand that what stops others does not stop you. You got to understand that when your light is shining, even though you got no wealth and you got money, you still got Jesus. You got to understand that when you're letting your light shine, that though they slay me, yet you got to trust in him. Because I understand something, that this story I have, the world didn't get it to me, and the world can't take it. Then said these things to Lisa, then and now our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep. But I'm certainly going to wake him up. Say, our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, and I'm going to wake him up. The disciples said, Master, if he's going to sleep, he'll get good rest and wake up feeling fine. Jesus was talking about death while the disciples thought he was about talking about taking a nap. Then Jesus, sometimes Jesus got to get real down and dirty in your face. He said, Lazarus died. And I'm glad for your sake that I went there, because you're about to be given new grounds for the Lord. Now let's go to him.
Sometimes my situation is ugly. Sometimes what we're going through seems to be like it's over. But you gotta tell your neighbor, I don't care what comes my way, I've got victory already. I'm not gonna stay in this place long because I've been in the grave too long. I've been wearing some clothes that I should not have been wearing. I've been doing some stuff that I should not have been doing. But at the end of the day, I come to get free. Sometimes we get to the point where we have to start pulling stuff off. pull stuff off. Because when we pull stuff off for faith, we began to recognize who we belong to. When we began to pull stuff off and not allow people to label us as what they knew about us, but who God called us to be. Some of us have been sleeping in our plain clothes too long. Look at your neighbor and say, take them off.
Take them off.
When you begin to take off.
Come on, sir.
You're dirty. Come on, sir. Can't really do what God wants you to do now. I'm your shame. Because of your dirtiness, the enemy tried to make you feel like you have got on God. Yeah, you may pray. You may smoke a new weed. You may fornicate. You may lie, but you gotta come to a place in your life that you gotta take it to God.
Yeah.
click on you, make you think that you're going cuckoo for Cocoa Pop. But then we began to talk to God. Come on, somebody. You began to talk to God, and God said, I got you. Don't worry about where you are right now. I'm building character in you. I'm taking you higher than you are. It's just for a moment. I'm only here for a moment because I got some brand new clothes on. Behold, all things are new. I got a new walk. I got a new talk. And because of all that winding, I can tell and I can face every day the challenges in me with a hope and a promise that God's got my back.
You should check out those gray clothes. Where they at? Where those dirty clothes at? Come on, come on. You don't go back and try to fix them. That's the problem. See, that's the problem with us. We go back and pick that one, bring up, bring that one. We have to live in front of that one. Talk to me. See, you are told, get it, bring them back, and get what you have to live in front. And now you try. But that doesn't mean you have the power. You're trying it. You're trying it. And every place you go, it goes with you. And then it begins to stink. Because you ain't cleaned them. Somebody get this. Somebody get this. Because now you put the dirty clothes you're wearing. You're dragging them with you. And you're trying to figure out, why can't I get free? I still have the excess baggage with me. Sometimes you gotta let some folk go. Sometimes you gotta walk out of this relationship. Sometimes you gotta let them the devil. I'm not gonna allow you, but you click at me, because I got victory.
I
remember, you used to have a drug problem. It's about TCP. Hallucinatory. Drug. I remember, I used to walk around Oklahoma City, passing out strips of paper where I wrote my name on. And I said I was running for governor of Oklahoma City. And now I had those dirty clothes on. The enemy kept playing tricks with me. I can lose my mind. But I want to tell God, thank you for keeping my mind intact. So I got to put something else on. I used to walk around, get it in the dope. I used to walk around with stilettos on. Get it when you get home. I used to look like some of y'all. And God, little man, got it crawled off of me. You know what I mean? Wrestling was a struggle. It was a struggle to the point where the couldn't break free of it until one day I was in the county jail and had an encounter with Jesus. I met a man named Jesus. He came to my rescue. He came to my rescue. You know what I'm saying? He came to my rescue. Said, I can't get you there, so I got to do something else. In 2022, I was diagnosed with prostate cancer. But guess what? It went into remission. And the devil still mad first day. And it came back. And it came back deep with vengeance. And now I know it. I tell everybody to tell me, I'm sorry. Don't be sorry for me. Thank God for my victory and my healing. On my way to hell, I met a man. Hey, Jesus, so I ain't missed it. Because you ain't see you on your way to hell. But I met a man on my way to hell by the name of Jesus. He came and he rescued me. Not only did he rescue me, he delivered me. Not only did he deliver me, he gave me victory. Not only
Praise the Lord that I'm free, that I'm the bound of my dreams. That my soul is resting. It's just a blessing. Praise the Lord, I'm free. Is there anybody in here this morning that you have had an encounter along the road that you understand that though they slay me, I still got to trust in him? You understand that this joy I have, the world didn't give it to me, and they sure can't take it away. You got to understand I've been down too low. But I understand something, that if God be for me, then who can be against me? Is there anybody in here this morning that you got some great clothes in here this morning, and you said, I'm taking off the great clothes this morning? I'm getting free of some stuff this morning. I'm letting some stuff go this morning. There's some things that's been chasing me and that's been holding me down. But today is the day that I'm walking through this. Today is the day that I'm walking through again. Today is the day that it won't hold me no more. Because I understand something. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody pick me up out of the mire clay and place my foot on a rock to stand. I dare not trust the sweetest thing, but holy be on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand. Although the ground is sinking sand. Is there anybody here this morning that come to say, I take off my grave clothes? Take it off. Take it off. Whatever it is. Understand something. We all got sins in here. And no one sin greater than the next. Because we understand something. He said he did it when we got sin past the first stone. Right now for a rock. He said he did it without sin past the first stone. My grave clothes just look different than your grave clothes. Yeah. I may be, you may be better tied in your grave clothes than somebody else. But all of us got some grave clothes that we need to take off of us. All of us, even though how much you might feel like it's small, we all got some grave clothes that we need to take off. If that's you, will you come this morning? If that's you, will you come this morning? If that ain't you, I need the rest of y'all standing all over the building. All right. Come on down.